Questions 47 to 50. Listen to the following lecture about photorealistic art.
Good morning, class. Today we'll continue our study of 20th century art movements with a discussion of photorealism, a style popular in the 1960s and 1970s. Painters who worked in this style realistically portrayed their subjects down to the smallest detail, and so their paintings resembled photographs in many respects. These painters usually chose subjects that were interesting only because they were so ordinary. A closed-down gas station, an old man waiting for a bus, a dilapidated billboard. Sculptors who worked in this style, such as Dwayne Hansen, created life-size sculptures of very ordinary people. Construction workers, tourists, sales clerks, homeless people. His sculptures are so lifelike that sometimes visitors to a gallery or museum will try to engage them in a conversation. Now we're going to look at some slides of various works of photorealism. I'd like all of you to take notes while you're viewing the slides. And then tonight, I'd like you to write a short paper describing your reactions to these works.
Number 47. Where was this talk probably given? Number 48. Which of the following would be the most likely subject of a photorealistic painting? Number 49. According to the speaker, why are the works of sculptor Dwayne Hansen so remarkable? Number 50. What will the audience for this talk do next?
This is the end of Section 1, Listening Comprehension. Stop work on Section 1.